個叫放天宇，我認識你哋嘅康美，我就話佢哋聽到，康美天宇啊，佢是咪康美正常啲嘅？所以佢哋要俾你一個 grace， 話康美是 not， 話康美是 life， but。You can't embrace the hobbits is not likely, even though the possibility has exploded. So then it doesn't let you be the hobbit. Upamelmul is surely happy. So the question arises, if we are only in a hobbit to be baby, to mocking where a hobbit is likely to be found, so how is it that a hobbit required us to search the cellar, the basement, for wine?The answer is, it is reference to a case where Hamlet is mortal, because many times when a person has guests, so he has to serve him wine. So the waiter many times goes down to the cellar, to the basement, and to get some wine. So, and he might go down with a piece of bread in his hand. So, and he might forget it there.As he is trying to pour in some wine into a bath. So maybe his cellar is considered as a mocking Shemachis in the heart. Now the whole cellar, he has many barrels of wine stored, only those that he is likely to use. So Babel Omo, the issue is the narrative that he has to search in Tushures,in the cellar, mocking Shemachnissi. So what is considered in the cellar, mocking Shemachnissi, the Hamid? In Shamayim Rehim, Rehi Shurei Salkhun Kolama. So the Gemara mentions in Achrikes between Rav Yude and Rav Yechanan. What do the Shamayim mean of the expression?They surely salve Kolama. So, Kabbalah says, they surely salve Kolama means in all its tushures, in all its achmeke. In other words, let's say, suppose you had placed the barrels of wine in the cellar. Let's say, this is one direction. The Pesach is here.So he had a number of the columns, you know. So he had here, and then he had another column. Let's say, so according to Rav Yude, the issue of the Kolamati means the first outward columns.Let's say the one next, closest to the door. Let's say the door is here, going into the cellar, through this door. So the first big column, yes, the search, and the one after, that's the beauty. Eichan says, pictures of Nikola Martin means King Gandhi once. In other words, the column,that is next to the door, and then the whole roof, like the gummy ones. That's a bit. Now it's not sure to say how we pass them, because we don't pass them like the shaman. But we still say, we will still only, Shteishures Achitzenis, Shehein Horiyonis. Shteishures Achitzenis, Shehein Horiyonis. So again,We have a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. What does it mean? So, let's say, suppose this is the outermost shul, this is the top. This is the top. So, according to Rav, it means Horegeno, the uppermost wall.And the uttermost color, you have the whole color, many doors. This is the first door, the second door, suppose you have. Third door, fourth door, let's say, this is the uppermost law, so Hashua Elino, the Hatachtimonim, and this and this show. Shmuel says, Elino, Hashua Elino,
the entire row?
Not entire row, no. Just this, one second, this outermost row, Shure, and the one that is next word, the outermost one, you see. According to Rav, it means the Elino and the one beneath it. Estation is a position in the ladies. And according to Shmuel, it means this and the Shure.
Next.
Now, how do we pass? So there's a machlokes rishonim how do we pass. Many rishonim, the Rambam, is passing the Rambam, the Rambam, the passing like Rav. The passing like Rav. Why? Because the general rule is, Hilchas Rav Yisure. PIC says, not the Americans. However, many Rishonim pass like Shmuel. Why? According to the Gilsay, now the Gemara, now turn to the Gemara. It's the present days. The Silenim, they sure have to take the Shayna and Yemen. Omara, and Yemen, the Shalmatinus. The uppermost law. And the outermost column, every column has many rows. A column might have 10 rows, you know. So the uppermost row and the outermost column and the one beneath it. The uppermost row and the one after. After. So then the Gemara says, the Hilchas HaKavosim is Shmura. So, it's a child. But many of the Shemim are not Gevites. The Kule, the Creator, Kule Tanoi, Tomei HaKavosim is Shmura, Hilchas HaKavosim is Shmura. Many of the Shemim are not Gevites, the whole expression. Most of the Shemim are not Gevites. Oh. So of course, if we accept this Gelsa that we have, so there are many Shemim. So we have to pass by Shmuel. But if we don't accept the Yosef, so then we have to pass like Rav. However, the Miri says that even if we don't have the Yosef, the Yosef has to Shmuel, it's still possible to pass by Shmuel. But how? At all, there's a general rule of Yosef's Kirab in Shmuel. So the Miri says, the Asam Rashim will say that this whole cloud, until Kasekirab is Surah Yishmur, Dine, that only Shayach, when Rav and Shmuel Achilit, in their own Achilit, but if Rav and Shmuel Achilit, as in the Pshat, let's say, in the Surah and the Tamil, so then we don't have those cloud. When it's their own Achilit, so then we have a cloud in Chazkar, Yisurah, Shmuel, Mene, Mene. But here they're not Chilik in the Om Achilikas, they're Chilik in the Pshat, in the Sirah. What do the Sirah mean when they say, Shtei Yisurah, Zachitzeh, Mishay, Mishay, so we don't get the cloud. So maybe if they're not Chilikas, Chulet Amri, Tomek Abos, Mishmuel, Lukas, Abos, Mishmuel, it's still possible to pass the Mishmuel. But the fact is that most Rishonim, are not given a school to know your tongue can also be shmuel and can also be shmuel, and because of that they pass like that. And that's the way it passes. That's the way it passes, like that. Not like shmuel.
That's the Rambam.
Yeah, the Rambam is from over. sim. Eles comoram rápido, comoram outro passo na cara. Sim, então, quando o Dino se fez, Marte, Shem Sadrim, Benchureis, Shalhobieis, Zuritz und Zu, Achim Smaul Kulei, Bechizrim, Sadrim, Benchureis, Achureis. Aber nachdem es aber Kiro, die Zoi Chuyitin, Ero Shuro, Ero Yeno, Vacheres, Ero Mato, Dain Shuro, Ero Richa, Ero Marte, Die Lohr der Kunsche der Marte, Ero Yeno, Ero Yes, Ero Kiro, Ero Sakesach, Vacheres, Ero Mato, Die Shuro, that is uppermost, and that is also Yes, Ero Pesach, uppermost and outermost. But outermost is a Pesach. And uppermost. So that's Reyes Akiro. The ceiling is the closest to the ceiling. So the Acher is the Matin, right now. All right. Now we're back. Ele é uma só garcinha. Pois acha muito. Só porque we have the same process on melee. It appears the surface in a superfluous way. Of course, garcinha. The answer is because there was another garcinha which not any of the arbor saw, but really any arbor saw. The lamed was before the arbor. As she says, that answer is not the correct answer. But what's wrong with the expression? Or lay a rabo so? Lay a rabo so? Sometimes when you get a wedding invitation, especially when the writer is a Hasidic Rebbe or because it, you know, who is close to a Rebbe, so you'll find all kinds of expressions. That's in the Rebbe and the D. A, within the D, and sometimes you'll find the expression, the A, Jay Rebbe. Now, what does it depend on? I don't know why they have to use such expressions, ambiguous expressions. You can just mention it explicitly, all right, anyway. So maybe that is mentioned English invitation. So, many Rishonim say that according to Rashi, there is a difference between the expression Eyer Le Arboso or Le Eyer Arboso. If we say Eyer Le Arboso, then it has reference to the night preceding the 14th. That's the way the week has to be made. Erev Pesach. The night before the first night of Pesach. The night that comes before the day of the Lord. If we say Le'era or so, then it would mean the night following the 14th day, which is the same night. So that's why Rashi says Le'era or so. Not Le'arbos, because Le'arbos all would be the same night.
Night after Arbos.
That's right. But Le'arbos all means the night before the 14th day. But Le'arbos all means the night after the 14th day. However, many Rishonim reject Rashi's. And we say that it doesn't make any difference. It doesn't make any difference whether it's early Arbos or late Arbos insofar as the night before the 14th day or the night after the 14th day is concerned. But why is it that sometimes the more uses the expression layer, and sometimes the more uses the expression area. And then the Ramet saw, they say, really around, they say, and Rabbi Dobi, they mention other part. Yes, we did the Kalima. So, he told the parents, if Elia is the first word, so then either we say Elia Lehavos or Beit Kines Achamet, or we say Elia Lehavos or Beit Kines Achamet. So we can read the Lamed altogether, we need the Lamed. We can just say Elia Lehavos, but we can say Elia Lehavos. Mashaikin, we would have been a Kodesh at Wiki. Beitkin first. Beitkin is a Chomet. Then we wouldn't say, Beitkin is a Chomet, Eyo Agosa. But then we would say, Beitkin is a Chomet, Eyo Agosa. It comes, it's not the first word. It comes after a certain word. So then we have to put the Lamed before. So since the Mishneh uses Elia as the first word, so then the Lamed comes not before Elia, but before Avos. But in either situation, you could just say Elia Avos. Or you could say, Beit Kines Achomet Elia Avos. Alright. Now, that's what Rashi means. Eir Avosa Casino, but we're not giving it. We Eir Avosa or Beit Kines Achomet. It's more than before Stein. Right after the Amir, Beit Kin, Shel Yadu Olo, Bal Boyen, Bal Mimotze. So that is Rashi's time. The reasons why we are required to be baby comrades in order to preclude the violation, the avail of the royal bond. Cases with sincerity. But I just want to mention, Kabul, Taisa says that the reason is why the Chachomim were zakeh to be baby is not because to prevent because even so far as the idea of the Holy Bible, what is concerned, it's a very simple answer. It doesn't have to work out. He just has to be about to do it. But the reason is why the Chachomim hired every Jew to be made is because of the Zeyre Shem Yavuah. So anyway, there is a special patron that he has to be baby. Now, so there is no doubt, especially. In other words, even if he was nearby, in the Chomet, and Mr. Ali said, the people down the Sagre, he still would be in the Rabbonon to be baby, the Chomet. So that's a special Chomet, that the Chachomim on the Chai. But the question is Dike sometimes, the answer. So the answer is, and that might be Rashi Shiteka, Rashi was inspired by that. But the answer is that if he is not Levate, if he is not Levate, in other words, the ice is a little balanced. But Bittu means Bittu. Suppose he says, I can't lie to myself, I have to be honest to myself. But I'm going to say, I'm battle, it's like dust on the earth. I have a high regard for the Chomets. I don't consider it like dust on the earth. So even if you would say it, but I think many machines say it. Suppose someone will say these words called Chamire the Chamire Dilisu Yeshuse Lehem Tol Ilevekat Agar. But you know his heart.
He doesn't want to see the
result. He has the highest regard. If somebody will take it away from him, he will drop out his eyes. after it's said, Kol Hamira Bechamim. So then, just lip service, around hits this, this is what you express it, but I mean, this supplies it. So then, it doesn't mean it. Lip service doesn't mean it. Because Bittul essentially is realized internally. Whether it can be done just internally without verbalizing it or not, machlokes rishonim. Some rishonim say that it can be done internally. And it's not just to say, don't you know anything, because here, yeah, the whole chaleis of it is an internal person. Internal thing. Some rishonim say no, that while the internal thought is important, but it has to be verbalized too. If it's not verbalized, so then it's not the thing. So mele, suppose, so the Ram says, suppose is not the battle. It is not the battle. So then it's clearly the right to be basic. And if he is not ready, even though he doesn't know whether he has any chomes now, maybe yes, maybe not. But as long as chomes is likely and he wasn't in battle, so then he's in the battle message that I say, if he's not ready. Yes, baby. So it's a chiluf. The Rai say, so is he made up of your own too? If he's not Vedic, and then it turns out that you really have Chometz now. Or if you draw Chometz, he had no other places. Even though before Pesach he didn't know that whether he has Chometz or not. So he was in there about the royal government, according to that. I mean,
the Torah is easy to
see. No, don't have to see it. But the Torah will be that he has to see it. It can be. It can be covered too. But all of our emotion means to possess it, to have it in possession. That's figure of speech of all of our emotion. Not to possess, not to own it. Not to have comments in possession. He doesn't have to see it. Even if the host of the house is blind and he cannot see it, or suppose the comments is kept locked up. He's still not in practice, even if it's done, so but according to the Ram, that's probably the Rashi, okay? So, because the Ram says it, Pshat Rashi. So, if he's not in Batel, so then he's including the eyes of people. True Rashi Shiti means that the Tashbisu consists in Pito. Because the fact that the Torah doesn't say Sivar comes to the Tashbisu, so indicates that there are that he can kind of mitzvah of Bir Chometz for Bir. But there is a machlekes between the Bir and the Rabbanon. How is Ashbosheh? Whether we stay there or there, young. So, but everybody agrees he has to destroy it. So both are implicit, according to Rashi, in the Ram, in the mitzvah of this. One way of being kind of Yisro is by the physical destruction. The physical destruction. And as far as the physical destruction is concerned, so that's the machlokes between the Buddha and the Rabbanon. How is it realized? The Buddha says, we learn out from himself. So the physical destruction of the chometz is realized by burning it and turning it into ashes. And the Rabbanon is saying, no, not after by burning it. Of course, you can be kind of mitzvah by burning it too. But you can kind of mitzvah by breaking it into small pieces and throwing it into the river, or tossing it in the air after you are on fire. So you are there already. So all some kinds. How do we pass through? Some machine pass through like a bullet, and the Rambam pass things like a bomb. That's in regard, as I'm saying, in regard to the physical aspect of Rashi. But there is another aspect of Rashi, and that is the Bittul. Now, what does Bittul mean? Bittul. Bittul means that he doesn't acquire any objective destruction. But it means that internally he considers it as dust. There's no doubt that is subjective annihilation. That's the difference between the Ashbisu of Slaver or Pilar Zero or Pilar Zero, which is an objective destruction. He destroys it objectively. And Bittul, which does not involve any objective destruction. The Chometz is intact, but subjectively it doesn't exist. Subjectively it doesn't exist. That's why the Shem say that it says, Kol Chmira Uchmira Yisti Yashus, Lehevim Yitol, Yilevim Kachem Yahweh. But if in his heart he doesn't connect, in his heart he entertains a high regard for the Chometz, whether high or low, as long as he entertains a regard for the Chometz. So subjectively it exists only if it's goal, Kamishmaya, that in his heart he doesn't reject that. Of course, who is the ultimate arbiter, whether in his heart he has a regard or just reject the relation of his heavenly heart. And he himself might know, sometimes certain people, they rationalize so much, they will deceive themselves too, so they might convince themselves they are no longer. But in fact, they are not enough. So then the Bittul is no good. So this is subjective annihilation. Now we find this concept of subjective annihilation in two areas. One is God, and the other one is in the area of Abitzor. Abitzor can be destroyed physically. If he destroys the altar, of the iron worship, but then the Zohar Shalit Chavim can become Mutea for Bittul. But there, the Bittul is of why it is essential. An internal act there too, but there it has to manifest itself outward. But essentially, by Abizore, Shalakum, so it becomes effective.
I mean, convert a church into a shul.
That's right, that's right. But there is one basic difference between the Bittul of Abizore and the Bittul of Hamas. In both, it's an internal act. But in Chometz, it doesn't have to manifest itself for any external act. By Abizor, while essentially it is an internal thing, but it has to manifest itself for an external act. Let's say the Chavi, who for a long time, has been worshipping a certain idol, then becomes angry at the idol, and the orders at work in contempt. So even though it doesn't break it, not to get this, it just throws it away. So that's beautiful. But a pure internal ritual, without it, not coupled with an external act, that is indicative of ritual. So that is not by coupled, because that can couple it with an external act. Just a pure internal act is a fact. But the concept of ritual we find in the area of the body, only a disorder of the body, of an act, not of a disorder of the soul. A disorder cannot be resolved by this time. Only an act can be resolved by this time. But a disorder cannot be resolved. But the concept of ritual we find in the area of the body. But one should not equate the ritual of Hamlet with the ritual of the dog. There is one basic difference. In Amizore, it is a while essentially, it is an internal thing, but it has been manifest inside. In an external, the forms have been confirmed. So then, it's what? Or in other words, they chose that he has contempt for himself, that he is already rebelled against him. But he did not have this. He doesn't have to be coupled with any external act. He said exclusively an internal act. That's the difference. But by Hamlet, so the people makes it, realizes a subjective destruction. In other words, if the Jew sincerely in his heart feels that the Hametz has no worth and no regard for him, he doesn't care for it, he doesn't want it to survive, so then subjectively is destroyed as far as he's concerned. It's not objectively destroyed, but subjectively it is destroyed. Okay, now the Rashi. Ubamei kamas nisen. Shtei shuvei shal chodim. Hasdui b'malti shal yayin. Tzorot huim b'bineyem. Achrei shomanu kolmokim kimachrisim b'chomet. Eni tzorot huim b'y. Yomu hutzlu kolim b'y tkom. Eni b'forosh l'yom gwele b'malti kimachrisim b'chomet. Die Malte, die Mistab Kimmen, die Jain, die Schulchone, und Brunnen, die Schaschane, die Schiene, die Rinse, die Jain, und Pite, die Ode. The real meaning, die Rore of Schamesh is a weird. I don't know why, when did that term Schamesh, when did it become the name for what is called English, that the one who is in charge of the shul, sexton, or in the modern synagogues, is called ritual director, or like that. Now it's no joke. During the Second World War, so naturally the Shamoshim, the poor Shamoshim in the Afghan synagogues were directed because the Afghan war did not recognize them as members of the clergy, just as workers. But the Shamoshim in the conservative synagogue, for example, why? Because they were not called sextons. They were called ritual directors. Even if the job consisted in Shamoshis, but they had another name, so they were exempt. They were exempt, but the Shamoshim in the Afghan synagogues were not exempt. You know, were not exempt. So is the name. That made a difference. But in Gemara and in the Poskim, a Shamish of Yeshua is not called Shamish. A Shamish of Yeshua is called Chazanakness. Chazan in Gemara and in the Poskim is not what we call chazan, but shlechtzibur. So chazan in the modern means what we call shamish. A shamish in the modern means what we call layer. Or a martin shemachnis in the homilies, if you change it or reform, this kind of reform is not possible. It is level. If a reform would be introduced, then the Orthodox Rabbanim would start calling the Shamoshim Chazanim. So then there will be many more Jews who try to get the job. Many are reluctant, you know, to accept the job because they don't appreciate the name Shamash. But actually, Shamash was not more than the way. ובונים שהשמי שאיר לינז את יאי ופיתי יאוי וכשהיאי עם קורו נקנס למעטי ולא ביאי שתי שירי זאת בקורו נעטי ולמור מבור שמי שתי שירי זאת בצייריס ולבור את בינו Now, what is the answer to this discussion? A very simple definition. So simple that on the surface it appears strange that this is in question. So the answer is very simple, true, that with the rising with the boundary. But suppose you wasn't me about it. Suppose he wasn't me about it. So then if he wasn't me about it, he doesn't want to be me about it. So if he wasn't me about it, and he's not doing it either, and he lets in his house stay humbled, so he said about the boy what? So what's wrong with the pastor chat? Why is Jesus going to understand this kind of such a simple task? No, the answer is the reason is why the people asks against Rashi. Because the real also understood that you could say that. Rashi means it is not in that area. So then he has to be ready to the rice in order not to be able about the way about not. But the question is, why do the Chachomim require him to be paid? Why the Chachomim, if the whole purpose of teaching, if the whole purpose of teaching is in order not to believe about the way about the water, since there is our that every Jew is mechulefi, even if he is baited. So a baited song shibate is the Lord. So there is an obligation incumbent upon every Jew to be involved in the Chumash. And even if he is baited, yes, the Lord. So why did Chachamim say that he has to do both? He has to do both. To obey them and the Mirabah, but Mordechai is the whole purpose of decades not to believe about Yehoye as long as he's Mechuyev to the Mirabah anyway. So, and once he's Mirabah, so there is no Mirabah. So why does he have to be obeyed also? That's the question. That's why the formula is in that way. Il costo da lì, chi vive solo, piccolo, chi vive di nuovo, ha diritto al privato, sono i centri da voi, nabbia di me, e questo due, no matter what, e questo di me, even if he searches the house floor, and he still has to move out. So, as long as he is going to move out anyway, so what was the purpose of requiring him to move out again? So what was the purpose of requiring him to be able to keep it so little to don't ignore it, and then it's actually about it? Und als er wieder kommen sein, weil es noch ein Heulen wieder kam. So, was ist der Kapitel hier? So, wie says, true, it never says, oh man, hat gut, oh man, hat ein. Was ist der Kapitel hier? Oh man, hat gut, oh man, hat ein. Baby, ich soll euch schon mal, da wollen wir das. So, was der Kapitel ist, da kann ich nur was. Das Mann hat nicht schnell. There was no such takanas yet. This man mentioned. This man mentioned there was no takanas of completing solitary life. And that love of the sakinah, it's not the trauma, the clear, the takanas dinner that has existed all the time this man mentioned. That was of sakanah. Rabba, it's dinner. So we don't suckin a big social life. Why? So it's more explained. Because some of you so used to your prayer in Gasani Sure. And then you're not able to be part. So you believe it. So because of that, the Chachomim. So I'm with me suckin a big social life. Don't this man a Mishneh. Don't have been a Kodesh Lord in Mishneh. So then there was no clue to be the body of the people. So the missionary chants that in order to prevent from the holy power of Mosaica, so if he wasn't the Baba, he wasn't the Baba. So then he must be the test. But this was the answer. In explaining passage, but that he says, the miracles, the upper God is silent and bitter, they are bitter. And Chmur Chachom Yuliti Chomelet, Uyibarol, Shalom Yom Yochel, Yitzitzere, Kishun Yitzere. The Chim Ashton Yitzam. When you hope a teacher to speak to you, in other words, hope there is a teacher, let's say, he understands. So, you are here to cause a violence in the village to go out on the air and recover and to recover the kitchen and destroy it. It's not accessible to anybody. And it's in battle too. So maybe the Chachamim didn't require anything, you know, to go out on the air and So we see that the teaching is based upon the Shoshi, that maybe he will create also a Tamshah, no Tamshah, it's very short, so I know. Surely it's written. Now, according to the answers of Rashi, it doesn't present anything. Because Rashi could be made that neither Rabbonon, there is a clear to make teaching. Chiyot may be even if it's not for the purpose of preventing Balgoy. So you're right on the Abok, but Rashi explains the Mishneh. And the Mishneh is explanatory of the Din the Aisa. The Mishneh is called the Rabbis, according to Rashi. So, and that truth take me down from Shmuel Hero and destroying it, that is the Kongo Cheres, that is after the Siyanish. Oh, I think. By the time Shmuel Hero comes, but according to the Reed, so it's not the Kongo Cheres, it's the Kongo Dumo. And the Chachnamish, the Omisake in the Dike, the Shmuel Hero, the question is, how is it that the other Yisroel, whether it's Yisroel Achil or Yisroel Anboyer, the Chachomim were not misaken, Dike and Dure, because of Zeh Rosh and Yodel Ofer, and by Chomets, they were misaken, Dike and Dure, even though we were very devoted and they can't realize it because of the Jewish and Yom Rokhet. And at Ham Shech no come to him, Shoy Suranwe, Shoy Tzrichu Baron, Mishu Chomet Mita Kola Shomo, the Lord Nessa Gam Bikesa, the Lord Yom Yeti Domo Mikamo, the Fid Aure, in other words, because Chomet is got people use it all year. So maybe people are not bothered so much on comments. And they are bothered for more also. Whether you saw him with the Hishish, maybe you forget a little bit. Maybe you forget a little bit. Why should he forget of God? He never handles him. He never reads. Chomets is a custom day after day, night after night, to eat chomets. So sometimes, inadvertently, you might forget. And then it is unbearable, because of habit. So that's why the Chachomim were misaken repeatedly for the battle. And there is no boundary, there is no country. So he has to search for every piece of chomets and destroy everything that he finds. Because in the Tzeh Shem Yadlam. The Midomer was the whole of the whole back from Shishu. The Midomer, in the Bosor, the whole of the whole of the Akeren, and the Veyer, the Mizmo, he wrote the King of the Rabbanon, she saw me, he said, hey, what? But then, Nazir, of course she is Nazir. Nazir, let's say he took me zero, some of them was only shaking him, so until he took me Nazirus, he was accustomed to drink wine, to eat grapes, and so on. So by force of habit, maybe he'll forget and eat grapes or drink wine. So why would he want the Chacham Misake that once a Jew becomes a Nazir, he hears the Arabic for Geffen and destroy every Geffen, every new Geffen that he finds. So the answer is, you know, the man in the Sura Shalachi. In other words, the Chachamim didn't want him, you know, to the Chachamim didn't want to impose on him, you know, this kind of a hardship position. He had to destroy all the grapes and all the wine he has in his possession. Because of his zeh, Shem Yomloch, that all it can be used, not by him. First of all, it can be by him too later on. And in the way, the term of Nazirus, it can be used by other people, by his wife, by his children, I mean by his friends. So it would be a great hardship upon the Nazir if the Chachomim had been sacking that he has to be really can destroy all the gap in the possession. Now, the Machshor is the Kashi. Why does he ask the Kashi of Nazir? After all cases said before, cases said before by Tamash and Chiru Khan, Bailey, Mashal, and Suranoi. So this discussion was only from Suranoi, not from Surahi. So why does he say discussion? From Nazir, Nazir is only in Sahi. Nazir is allowed to have a great. So Tamashal says that when this says Nazir, it doesn't mean a real Nazir. He means Melech. Melech. Everyone can ask Anoite. Suppose somebody asked, let's say, you asked wine. know it combined and great. Then it is also said, never not good such messiahs. For the other, the other bread, the other clothes, the other tower. So why in the coming, certainly, that in such a case he should buy all the color, all the bread, all the world, that the other comes on. But I don't think that this is a real passion. You would not get to say this and this. Thisness might do Mirza Lamesh, but Mirza is not involved in his family. But this is said before, that Ham Sheikh, you will come and explain in Shoris family, if Sheikh could be. This is said, that Ham Sheikh, you will come and explain even on this. In other words, not that there is no kashi from Surah. But he said that that by other Surah, even if they are in Surah, no way the Chachom did it. One is. Why? Because it's also all the time. So yes, what about Mirza? The Mirza Nami is Surah Shorvati, Iname. The reason is why the Chachamim were lazy vis-a-vis Chomets more than vis-a-vis other Yisroelim. Shana Chomets, Shechmir, Bidei Olam, Marboi, Marmot. So Mele, Shechmir, Chachamim, Lidi Kulva, Ati Reichem, Dutrei, Mishudim, Osmim. Just because Torah Asher possession of Chomet, so because of that, the Chachamim were more Chishish for Zeira Shem Yom Ha'Ofrei. What else? The fact that it involves Baal Yehoyle to do this. So some shouldn't say, I wouldn't say this. But the Chachamim and the Chachamim, the Chachamim, they say that because you see, there is another Zeramos. Yom Rav Yossi says that certain Yisrael that I say are also based upon the Shem. They are also based upon the Shem. So maybe, so the Ramiri and the Dovid and the Ramiri and the Sifah and Yichtam, they say that the Pshat cases, they say it in the Pshat cases, that the reason is why the Torah itself has a possession of why the Torah asks a possession of Chomets. So that is the reason. Because of the Siyor, Shalom Yom Yom. That's the reason is why the Torah asks a Baal Yehoyle, Baal Yehoyle, possessing Chomets. Because of the Siyor. The Siyor, a precautionary measure. He shouldn't come. He shouldn't be Yichshon Nachim. There is no other Amosi. No other Amosi says that the Torah many things as well as the Sio. If so, Sio she also came on for hell, she never had a ratio to lead us to Warsaw with half the dollars of us. So in other words, so that's the Amosi she thinks that if, let's say, a person, let's say, in Chabu, in Ashi Kishke, in Welsh, is a leader, the Rechimo, so you need a lot of ice, and higher knowledge is a common term. So the other Ramosi says that the time is to why the ass, the Torah has a kill of Bosom. By Arias, the Rechimo is as a shock to be a source, to be a source. So there is such a shock, a shock that the Torah itself is, I mean, one could say, shock is only in the Kabbalah. In the Eisei, there is no such thing as Yom. In the Eisei, the Torah asks something, so it's not as if Yom has been asked. But this Yom, so we see from the Eisei and Yossi that there are certain things in the Eisei that in the Eisei, they are forbidden as if Yom. The Eisei and Yossi mentions that in connection with the Mishon, the Yastum also, we seek help with the Eisei and Yossi. But, the Shem say that the reason is why the Torah has a possession of hundreds from the very bottom of it is the Siyok shall we have law. So the Torah itself made the Siyok shall we not be offered. So now why the Torah made the Siyok in respect to hundreds, and the Torah didn't make such a Siyok in respect, let's say, to Dam, to Chayyar? Why didn't the Torah make the Siyok there? The answer is because Chometz is Nita HaPuashono. So a person, by the force of habit, is accustomed to eat Chometz. So he might, he's more likely to forget, because he is accustomed to eat Chometz. Every day he is bad, so he might forget and make some food. So that's why the Torah made the Siyok in Chometz. So since the Torah itself made the Siyok in Chometz, so that's why the Chachomim were more machmir in regard to the Siyogim of Chometz than in regard to others. That's the pshat. The Rabban Meir is the Nibar Kachbo that during the time for Achrei the reason is why the Chachomim were Gezi Hashem Yodu Yochrei. So is it that because the Torah itself was Achrei So even in Chometz, where there is no Balutan, still the Chachomim were machmir the first thing. Even Rashbot, that's not the Rashim, that's the Rash, that's Chachim Shem, that's the Shams. Even Rashbot, I feel the Tam Chachim for Rina, where Chmur Chachim the whole Chometz, I feel the Chometz Nukshim. While we did have this, I've got to make it all the way. So, I could say that he will become Achim, that it's based upon the hunger of God, and not the military, still, this Chim will be kept. As we say, Hashem Yerushalayim applies even to the Chometz that does not come within the love of God. For example, Chometz Nukshim. Now what is Chometz Nukshim? What is Chometz Nukshim? It's very important. What is Chometz Nukshim? Chometz Nukshim means Chometz that is not really enjoyable. I say not really enjoyable. I don't say not enjoyable altogether. Because if it's not enjoyable altogether, it's so then it's the version of all of the world. Eloshim will care. So there is a lot in only soup. There is a lot in only soup. But Chometz Nukshe, which is especially Iser by Chometz, and it doesn't apply to Shosun. Shosun means not only if it's not all Achilot, it's Yus Machilot. Then it's the Eloshim Ruhl again. Whether the Alocha and the Eloshim Ruhl again is called the Belo, applies to Chometz or doesn't apply to Chometz, is another shame. Another issue. But, if Chometz Nukshe does not necessarily have to be Mitzvah Machel, Chometz Nukshe on the contrary, Chometz Nukshe, the way of Hashem define it is Chometz that is enjoyable to a certain extent, but it's only Nechal or Yatcha. There are certain foods that usually in a normal circumstance a person would like to eat. Very dangerous. But if he has nothing else to eat, it's a little putrid, the bread, a little putrid. So if he has fresh bread, he's not going to eat that. But suppose he has no fresh bread, and he's hungry, he'll eat it. That's the second one. That's called Rol Achila Ol Yatcha. So that's Chometz Nukshe. Now, so does it mean, now, now there is a shayla whether Chometz Nukshe is Osea, either by the sea or Chometz Nukshe Machlik is Tamoy. So, does it mean that according to many Tamoy, the Tamoy will say that Chometz Nukshe, for example, Rav Meir says that Chometz Nukshe is Osea. But the other thing when you say Chometz Nukshe is not us, does that mean, how is it possible, that even if something is Olach, but it's Olach here only on the attack, so according to the Tanoim or Achelik and the Meir, so then it's either the Isaac Achelik, why should Chometz be Gorua? In any other machos asubes, let's invade. So the English, in Korea, doesn't come with the love of Israel. So why would the English in Korea that it's new to machos? Although, a human being will not hear it, the English as a track. In other words, if the baby is so putrid that even if he's hungry and he has no other meat, he's not going to eat. Because it's completely putrid. So then, it doesn't come in the Issa of the Spoken Word. Because according to the Melon, it's Mischach a little bit. It's putrid a little bit. And he's not going to eat it if he has fresh food. But when it doesn't have any other food, if it's just this meat is served to him, then he's going to eat it and he'll enjoy it all. But he still enjoyed it. So then, of course, he's high of all this. So why should Chometz be different from all other Yisroel? And even the Meir, it's only because of his special Alphonse that Chometz Nukshe is also. If Chometz Nukshe, as Rishim say, by the Finnish, he doesn't mean Chometz that is Yisroel. But it means Chometz that is still all the attack. But all the attack. So then we should be high forest too. And all the time we agree that there is no cause of Chometz Nukshe. And then we should say there is no malchusim that just means the right. According to the name. But no malchus, nothing. So, why shouldn't there be chometz if it's all achila or yatchak? The answer is, when do we say that chometz nukshe does not come with the regular isa of chometz, and there is no chil chometz for chometz nukshe? And the chometz ramela is a new isa that we learn out from the posse of kol machmetz is lo yisachelu. So that means only at the time when it became Chometz, it was already Nifsal Tzas. It was already Nifsal Tzas at the time it became Chometz. It was not really Olach. It was already a little putrid. But if at the time it became Chometz, it was Olach very much. But then later on, because he didn't leave it in the fish there, he played, in the room, the hot temperature, so it became a little putrid. A little putrid to such an extent that the person, if he'll have something else to eat, he will not eat it. But I'll be a tracker with anyone. So there is high cost. If it became Mischach Tzatz, and it is still Rolach Lasodom of the attack. So when do we say that Chometz Nukshe, but Hakonim, there is no Chil Chometz, only at the time of the Chilutz it was already Nisal Tzatz Miachil. But if at the time of the Chilutz it was not Nifsal Tzas, it was completely Olach, And then, because later on, he became a little Yitzchak, And the whole Achille, the whole Aliyat Chak, then there's no Chiyuv Kores. And there is a Machlek, it's annoying whether there is a Yitzchak Raise, or Tomim Baalitz, and Yitzchak Rabba. So that's the definition of homosexual. So homosexual, if somebody will ask, what is the definition of homosexual? My homosexual. So you have to say, the chomets shall nipsal tzas nachlo. The gishas shall gishas chivus. Who roll on the roll achille rak al yatcha. But, if gishas chivus it was near the Lord. And then later on it became Yitzchak Tzas. Let's say bread that was baked today. And then he didn't put it in the freezer. So after a few days it's already Yitzchak Tzas. But it's still all Achille on the attack. So then if you eat that kind of bread, you're high for it. There is no doubt. Real Rashbo, that you, עם האחרים, צורכים להחיוך החומים בכל חומץ, אבל חומץ ליקשי, רעובי חרוץ, אף עודיו רקב בלמור. נעשי, לימור הסייס, הגיעים בפרק של רעים, הגיעים בפרק של רעים, the player learns out from the person that Chometz Nukshi is. Chometz Nukshi is. So what Buddha says, now we have a mission, now it's turning. Then we have three other items which are Chometz Moksha. It's Chometz Moksha. And according to many Rishonim, it is not just Chometz Moksha, but it is Chometz Moksha and Davos. Zeh Mishal Tzavoy, Vamiro Mishal Tavochim, Vukuro Mishal Seifu, Vukuro Mishal Seifu. So, we know exactly what it is Vukuro Mishal Seifu. That's like glue, collect a certain kind of glue. So how do they make that glue? They took flour and they mixed it in water and then they put in other things. And then it became hummus as a result of putting the flour in water. But by the time it became hummus, it was only whole achila ulatra. So that's confliction. That's Chometz Moksha. The same thing is Zulim Shal Tzavoy. Zulim Shal Tzavoy, Ramirim Shal Tavochim, the Kulim Shal Tzavoy. So the Mishnah mentions, four articles of Tavodes Chometz and three articles of Chometz Moksha. The Blessed Omer of Tachshit Moshe, Zeh כל שהוא ידידו, הרי זה אין לה בכסף, הרי הוא לעזור ואין באיזה שופץ. So we need to say in so many words, that חומץ נוקשן, תעודס חומץ, חומץ נוקשן, תעודס חומץ, so there is only a lot, but there is no cost. Whether there is more, there is a lot, we need to lose it. Or in that, the shame is called, but anyway, there is definitely no chorus for Chometz Moksha, because the Mishnah mentions three articles of Chometz Moksha, Zulim Shal Tzavoy, Amirim Shal Tavochim, Yikurim Shal Sofrim. Yikurim Shal Sofrim, that's Chometz Moksha. So it doesn't, and what does it mean? It's all Achira Yatcha. So there's no chorus for all Achira Yatcha. The piece of bread became a little bit putrid. And the person wouldn't eat it if he can get fresh bread. But when he doesn't have fresh bread, he eats it and he enjoys it. So then, it's not chalakos chasishol, but it means like a certain kind of glue, that at the time of the chimot, it was only a whole lachi al yadcha. So then, the Tanya ben Mishnah says, harei ba'azor ve'in ha'mishpah. So the Mishnah mentions two kinds of comments, that there is no cause. What is Tavodes Chometz? That means Mamash Olach, what is Tavodes Chometz? Now what does Tavodes Chometz mean? What does Tavodes Chometz mean? Tavodes Chometz means, doesn't mean, let's say, if you mix, let's say, one measure of non-chometz, with one measure of chometz, so the mixture there is no chometz. It means if there is rov of non chometz, rov non chometz, that's a kushkabah. So kushkabah has pieces of bread in it, but the major portion of the kushkabah consists of milk. So maybe there is actually between the rov. There is actually a bit of the law, but it still gives down, so then there is no cause. But if there is no law, so then there is cause also, then it's not called Tavodes. Tavodes Chometz is called only when there is law, but if there is no law, so then it's Chometz gone. Anyway, so each dimension, Tavodes Chometz, the Tavodes Chometz, and Chometz Chometz. Now, turn to the mark. That is the one without.
The problem of Chometz Chometz and the roof are both known as the chorus.
Known as the chorus, Chometz Chometz. Both are set, the love, but no chorus. Now, that is the one without, after the first, after the second two dots. הרינו בעזור, מה נתן את יכול לפתור במקום על תאורס במוק שבאי נגלל מוק שבאי נגלל because the Mishnah, when I come to the Mishnah only mentions two types of chometz 바구니 선에 엔 허물 게임 버튼이 날세 미시카오 선명신 눅시아니 바구니 that is mentioned by the philosopher at Tachshiti Noshi. So that is a combination of Tahubas and Nukshi. But the Tanakhami doesn't mention the combination of Tahubas and Nukshi. So Tanakhami only mentions two types of Chomets. Chomets, Rol Achille Mamesh, but only Tahubas, and Nukshi Bein, that is not Mamesh Rol Achille, but only Al Yadchak, Bishaschim. Alright, so man tamen de chomet, don't go out of the way, you keep in your life. Omar Rav Yuri, Omar Rav, the Meiri, the Tanya Sio Yisori, the Nesmi Kalbei, the Eichu Da'aroi, what is Sio? Sio means grain that in which the fermentation process has begun. Chilut means fermentation. So the fermentation process has begun. But it was not completed. It was not completed. Let's say it. So that's called seal. Why is it called seal? It's derived from the term seal. What does seal mean? Seal means yeast. Seal means yeast. Now today with another method. So there are all kinds of ways how to produce yeast. But you see, in the ancient times, they didn't have these modern methods. So how did they produce yeast? How did they produce yeast? They took, let's say, the kneading dough, they mixed flour in water. They mixed flour in water, and then they let it stay idle. They let it stay idle. So then, as they let it stay idle for some time, so then yeast was developed. I mean, how did yeast develop? You see, yeast, how can say you're high colors when you eat yeast? Well, let's get candy, so I tell you that yeast is an organism. It's a living organism, but it doesn't do it for us. It's not the part of the bread. The yeast comes from the air. It's a living organism. So, but for us, it's complex. So it doesn't make any difference whether it's part of the bread itself or it's a living organism that was attracted to the dough, you see. As a result of the dough staying out. So, if the dough is not allowed to stay idle, in other words, when you activate it, now the halacha is that as long as you activate the dough, even if it stands like this on the table, for a whole day, it doesn't come like this. Why? I mean, this is based, that's a halacha, but it's based upon a very basic principle in chemistry, that if you activate the dough, then it will not produce yeast. That's a mechanical preventive. Activation of the dough to eat the dough. So that's a mechanical preventive. It will not produce any yeast. So if you let it stay idle, you don't activate it. So then the living organism, yeast, in the air is attracted, and then they reproduce and they fly, and you have a large quantity of yeast. So in ancient times, in order to produce yeast, so we used to mix the dough and then let it stay idle. Deliberately let it stay idle so that the yeast develops. So seal is called when the dough began to ferment, but was not completed yet. So that's called seal. That's called seal. In other words, let's say you will eat salt. So So, if you hear the seal of the soul, the nation of the covenant, your Rechel Babo, Okufikash, I'm the seal of the soul. You have to destroy it. So it's Chometz Mamesh. If it's Chometz Mamesh, Chometz Nosom Anoye, how can you give it to the carrot, to the dog? Our Nosom Anoye, you have a Tone, the nation of the covenant, our Mutab Anoye, what a command. Seal of the soul. Now the question is this, what is seal? So there is a machlokes between Kadmeya and Rabbiuda. Kadmeya says Rabbiuda is the machla. And according to Rabbiuda, so, if the dog stayed idle for such a time that it became very white, the chsif of one of it became very white, so then it's already sealed. It's already sealed. But it's not Chometz Gomer. So what kind of name did it have? It has a name of Chometz Nukshe. Now, sometimes Chometz Nukshe. So sometimes one might become confused that there are two types of Chometz Nukshe. One type of Chometz Nukshe is when the dough started to ferment and it didn't complete the process. The process of fermentation was not complete. So his chil is Chometz. Our enigma, I think. So then it's called Chometz Nukshe. And there is no food course for that kind of bread that you eat. Of that kind of bread that you eat. In other words, suppose you let it stay idle for some time and it began to ferment, but it wasn't. It didn't ferment completely. In other words, what is the obvious manifestation, indication of complete fermentation? If the dough rises, very much, it rises and it makes vibrations sometimes. When the dough rises, it makes vibrations. So that's a sign that it was completely fermented. But if the chilul, the fermentation started, but it didn't rise very much, only a little bit, you know. So then it means it's a little Chometz, it's Chometz Nukshe. In other words, it didn't ferment completely. That's one type. Now, so there is a machlokes between Rabbeinu and Rabbeinu. What is Chometz Nukshe? It means Tchilas Achilus, but not completely in the Chometz. According to Rabbeinu, so if the dough became white, Chichsif Ekonof, so then it's already Chometz Nukshe. Chometz Nukshe. But Yudah says, no, that if it is just Chichsif Ekonof and no horns, no lines were formed. You know, when the dough begins to ferment, so you will see all kinds of lines. All kinds of lines, you know, in the dough. So according to Rameyah, it is Chometz Nukshe even before the lines, the Kamayu, Kirchagodi, appears. So it's already Chometz Nukshe. But Yudah says that Chichsif Ekonof has a din of matzah. It's no Chometz Oker. It's Mita Bachil and Pesach. It is just Chichsif Ekonof. When does it become Chometz Nukshe? It ferments it so much that you can see lines. You can see lines formed in the door. You can see lines formed in the door. According to Rav Meir, if you see lines formed in the door, then it's Chometz Oker. The high forest too. When is it Chometz Nukshe? Only when it's Chsifu. Only when it's Chsifu. Ponos. And the you sit on ivy like horns of the locust lines formed in the dawn. Then Contra Mira is on top. A Contra period sit upon all his matze, his mita bachilanas. And when is it Hamas Dukshe Mitzosa Bachile? When lines are formed. When is it Hamas Kamo? Which indicates that the fermentation process of worlds completed when the lines are intertwined, you know, when so they are one above the other, then it is a very hard time. Right. So, according to the mayor, just Kamai, even if they do not intertwine and overlap one another, so it's homeless. So it is according to the mayor, no. So even if it's a single comma, and without an eye altogether, it's Chometz Nukshe. According to the Buddha, it's Chometz Nukshe only when Kamayim are formed, one article. So, what is this house? How come? See a looking soul with a mirror in the mirror? According to the mirror, when is the Chometz Nukshe seal? Where is the Chometz Nukshe seal? That is when it's a simple part, became white. So according to the Buddha, when is it zero? When horns, lines were formed in the world. The Aesthetic with the cowboy, the Rabbi. Suppose it's a simple part. So then, according to the Buddha, you can even give it to the cow. Because it's matzah. Chesif Uponov does not make it into Chometz Nukshe as yet. Vayichu l'arboim asmer ha-melech. Shmainu l'ar-melech nukshe ben gilav v'kol shken chometz lo v'gom al v'italitz. So, the melech holds that there is a lot of chometz.